1. Stella.
Stella!
My heart rate sped up. Nothing triggered my fight or flight like the sound of Meredith's voice.
Yes?
I hid my trepidation behind a neutral expression.
I trust you can bring all the items back to your office yourself.
She slipped on her coat and tossed her handbag over her shoulder.
I have a dinner reservation I simply can't miss.
She disappeared out the front door.
Of course I can, I finished.
The photographer shot me a sympathetic look, which I answered with a tired shrug. I wasn't the first magazine assistant who'd suffered under a tyrannical boss, and I wouldn't be the last. Once upon a time, working at a fashion magazine would have been a dream. Now, after 4 years at DC Style, the reality of the job had dulled any shine the position once held. By the time I packed up the photo shoot, dropped the items off at the office, and started my walk home, my forehead was slick with sweat, and my muscles were well on their way to becoming jello. The sun had set half an hour ago, and the streetlights cast a hazy orange glow over the snow-packed sidewalks. The city was under a blizzard warning, but the bad weather wouldn't kick in until later in the evening. It was also faster for me to walk home than take the metro, which freaked out whenever there was so much as an inch of snow. One would think the city would be better prepared considering it snowed every year, but nope, not D.C. I shouldn't have been looking at my phone while walking, especially given the weather, but I couldn't help myself. I pulled up the email I'd received that afternoon and stared at it, waiting for the words to rearrange themselves into something less upsetting. But they never did. Effective April 1st, the cost for a private room at Greenfield Senior Living will increase to $6,500 per month. We apologize in advance for any inconvenience this may cause, but we are confident the changes will result in even higher quality care for our residents. The green smoothie I'd downed during lunch sloshed in my stomach. Inconvenience, they said. Like they weren't hiking the prices of an assisted living facility by more than 20%. Like living, breathing, vulnerable human beings wouldn't suffer as a result of the new management's greed. In 1, 2, 3, out 1, 2, 3. I tried to let the deep breaths wash away my rising anxiety. Maura had practically raised me. She was the person who'd always been there for me, even if she didn't know who I was now. I couldn't move her to another assisted living facility. Greenfield was the best in the area, and it'd become her home. None of my friends and family knew I'd been paying for her care. I didn't want the inevitable questions telling them would raise. I would just have to find a way to cover the higher costs. Maybe I could take on more partnerships or negotiate higher rates for my blog and Instagram. I had an upcoming dinner with Delamonte in New York, which my manager said was an audition for their brand ambassador position.
Miss Alonso.
The deep, rich voice brushed my skin like black velvet and stopped me in my tracks. A shiver chased its wake, born of equal parts pleasure and warning. I recognized that voice. I'd heard it only 3 times in my life, but that was enough. Like the man who owned it, it was unforgettable. Wariness flickered in my chest before I doused it. I turned my head, my gaze traveling over powerful winter tires and the sleek, distinctive lines of the black McLaren pulled up beside me, before it reached the rolled-down passenger window and the owner in question. My heart slowed a fraction of a beat. Dark hair, whiskey eyes, a face so exquisitely chiseled it could have been sculpted by Michelangelo himself. Christian Harper, CEO of an elite security company, owner of the Mirage, the building where I lived, and quite possibly the most beautiful, most dangerous man I'd ever met. I had nothing except instinct to back up the dangerous part of my assessment, but my gut had never steered me wrong. I inhaled a small breath, released, and smiled.
Mr. Harper.
My polite reply was met with dry amusement.